There definitely is a scripture for this. The one that comes, it's very direct from the Lord himself. Matthew 5, 33 through 37. Again, you have heard that it was said to the people long ago, do not break your oath, but fulfill to the Lord the vows you have made. But I tell you, so this is part of the Beatitudes, but I tell you, do not swear an oath at all, either by heaven, for it is God's throne, or the earth, for it is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. And do not swear by your head, for you cannot make even one hair of your, one hair white or black. All you need to say is simply yes or no. Anything beyond this comes from the evil one, or as some phrases, some translations say it, let your yes be yes, let your no be no. So this is where Jesus is flat out saying, you know, I know in the Old Testament, I told you, fulfill your vows, but here in the New Testament, I'm taking it up a notch saying just simply yes or no, nothing else.
Man, I think that that even takes so much pressure off of ourselves too. I don't know, like, because for me, people ask sometimes these things and it's like, ugh, like really in my heart, I'm like, no, don't want to. Or in my heart, I'm like, yes, yeah. But I'm like, no, like, I'll get back to you. So I've personally worked on that. I was pretty bad for that for a little while, but now I'm just like, right away.
Yeah, you know, putting things off, you know, saying, oh, I'll get back to you, and then you never do. It's like, oh,
I know.
The person, you know, they have a bad feeling about you after that.